or like Joanne, you can light a couple of candles, put some good music on, and simply share the moment. Such simple but intimate shared experiences will affect your everyday life in general and make you more able to cope with its tasks and separation. You will grow more open, tolerant, and reasonable to each other if you make sure to have such very private, intimate moments frequently. Some may say that they have no time in hand at all for being together in that way, and indeed, they do not if they carry on doing everything in the usual way. But if they are willing to pay the price and say, turn off the television, computer, and phone, and put away the newspaper every second night, they will soon have a good deal of time to spend on developing intimacy in their relationship. Unfortunately, many women have come to be apprehensive of physical intimacy, such as massage, holding hands, dancing, or caresses in everyday life, because they find that it always puts them under the obligation to proceed to having sex, and perhaps they do not have the energy for that. If that is true of you or your partner, it is important for you to agree in advance that these intimate moments will not lead on to more than the above. That may bring about mutual confidence. Conversely, many men find emotional intimacy difficult, especially if the woman perpetually wants to talk about the sad plight of their partnership. Then they tend to shut up instead of listening. If that is true of the man in your couplehood, do not press him into prolonged, deep conversations. Try to accept that he feels the way he does instead, and let his female partner approach him at the pace he can cope with. Little smiles, a little handshake, or sweet words may revive intimacy in your relationship, just as a couple of candles and a nice cup of tea may unlock romance. You do not always have to use a lot of words. Sometimes action speaks louder.